Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a pre-recorded interview for you. It's Johnny Bones, our very own Johnny Bones. Yes, we did this interview last year, and he's into like punk and ska. But guess what? He also loves horror movies. Yes, and he's promoting the Rocky Horror Picture Show that's playing October 25th at Hollywood 3 Cinemas, 10 p.m., and maybe you'll see him there. We also have a segment from John in the House. The rest of the show, we're going to be playing metal, metal, metal. That's right, pedal to the metal. So let's start off with Heathen Sins. They have a show coming up at the Wolf Bar. They're calling it Halloween. Not Halloween, Halloween. Yeah, it's the Halloween Metal Meltdown at the Wolf Bar. Let's see. And I love the lingo that they used here. The crypt doors open at 8 p.m. and the mayhem begins at 9 p.m. They're featuring 73 Challenger and Heathen Sins. So look that up. Look at the Wolf Bar and see what day they're playing. I kind of forgot. But yeah, let's play False Prophet on CJSF.
Control
Heathen Sins from the album Cold Dead Hand. All right. And I found out the date. It's this Saturday. So this Saturday, 8 p.m., Halloween Metal Meltdown. All right, now let's get to Johnny Bones' interview. Welcome, Johnny, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Howdy, folks.
Please introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. I'm Johnny Bones. I just played at Mood Swings Coffee for the CJSF 20th anniversary party. It was pretty fun. Played a couple songs, and it was a good time.
Yeah. But tell me about Rad Radio.
Rad Radio is a show I've been doing on CJSF for the past 10 years or so. It's on Thursday nights from 9 to 10. It used to be 10 to midnight. Tonight, you got to tune in an hour earlier.
Featuring weekly guests, Rad Radio brings you badass punk, street punk, ska, and oi tunes with a special focus on BC and Vancouver DIY bands. Join your host, Johnny Bones, every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Miss the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
I also highly suggest you listen to CITR, the Russian Tim Show, at 9 a.m. so you can get 2 hours of punk rock every Thursday.
I love Russian Tim. How did you meet him?
I met Tim at a local bar in our town that sadly isn't there anymore, called The Office. He was at a random punk show. He was sitting by himself, and me and my crew of miscreants were all hanging out. And we're like, that kid with spiky hair, come over here. And I met him, and we've been friends ever since. So I have a band called The Still Spirits. We're a folk punk band. We play a brand of music called Yardcore. So there's banjos, upright bass, drums, washboard player, mandolin. It's a good time. We're playing this Tuesday at Wise Hall with Bridge Shitty Sinners. It should be a lot of fun.
Okay, and do your little scream, your rad scream.
Rad Radio!
about using the same fella two cameras over.
Hey, Johnny, so what do you love about CJSF?
I love CJSF because they let me go on the air and play whatever I want and bring all the local music in town and in our scene directly to the listeners' ears each and every week. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Thanks, Johnny, for coming to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
All right. So just so you know, Johnny, he also makes T-shirts. So if your band is in need of a T-shirt, I want you to hit up Skeleton Printing. All right. Or just look up Johnny Bones and he'll help you out. Okay. So we played The Tonic by The Still Spirits. And we also played Russian Tim and the Pavel Burries. Or actually, he doesn't do the. He actually just says Russian Tim and Pavel Burries. Okay. Versus La Tomatinas. Tomatinas. So if you watch that video, I'm just going to read what it says on the video here. La Tomatina is a food fight festival held on the last Wednesday of August each year in the town of Bruno near to Valencia in Spain. So thousands upon thousands of people make their way from all corners of the world to fight in this world's biggest food fight, where more than 100 metric tons of overripe tomatoes are thrown in the streets. So in his videos, everyone's kind of throwing tomatoes at Russian Tim there. Okay, so thinking about all these tomatoes on the streets, I'm thinking they kind of look like blood, right? So I found this song called Sweet Blood by Gadfly.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, that's sweet, combined with horror of face melting sound by Gadfly. Yes. Okay, let's get to a break, and then we're going to hear what's going on with John in the house. So what else is scary? Let's see. I see Komodo dragons and cockatoos.
This is Bird Note. Yellow-crested cockatoos are victims of their own charisma. Talkative and sociable, they stand over a foot tall, with snowy white plumage and a showy yellow crest. Due to widespread trapping for the pet trade, this bird has disappeared from many of the Southeast Asian islands where it once lived. Today, it's considered critically endangered. But scientists recently discovered a stronghold for the species, Komodo Island. You know, the one with the dragons? Past surveys of the island focused on easy-to-access coastal valleys, and they suggested a sharp decline in the yellow-crested cockatoo numbers to just a few hundred individuals. But when researchers surveyed locations across the island, including the forbidding interior, they arrived at a more accurate population estimate, 1,100 individuals. It's a stunning number, considering the worldwide population could be as few as 3,000 adult cockatoos. This suggests that, unlike many other islands, the Komodo population of yellow-crested cockatoos is stable. Komodo Island has been an Indonesian national park since 1980. The scientists think that park rangers may have helped deter poachers, but community support for conservation and the literal dragons have played a role too. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Yeah, that was like the scariest thing on the Bird Note, you know. Yeah, pigeons didn't do it. Yeah, fish, but I saw Komodo dragons. Okay, let's play that one. Okay, so let's go to John in the house.
This song is called Bless.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is John in the house's weekly entertainment segment called What Is On in Live Music Events in and Around Vancouver. This week from October 17th. Through to the 24th off Facebook events tonight, Thursday at 9 p.m. Dino Groovin at the Morrissey Pub. Go check out that, Joe. He's such a great entertainer. You have to get to know Dino. 8:30 p.m. at Lana Lou's down in Gastown. Mashed Poetics number 666, The Blizzard of Oz. Tonight, 9:30 p.m. Ground Up featuring Marizia at number 1 Alexander Street. At 7 p.m., an early show, Rebecca Cichon at number 1 Alexander Street. 7:30 p.m., Eric Sevenson with Errol James at the Blarney Stone downtown Vancouver. 8 p.m., the Best in Vancouver show, number 6, Chronic Fatigue, Crybaby Canyon, plus Raw Nerve Endings at the Roxy Cabaret. Saturday at 7 p.m., Gift Shop, a tribute to the Tragically Hip at the Roxy Cabaret. This Saturday at 6 p.m., Hatebreed, the 30th anniversary tour at the Vogue Theater. This Saturday, 8 p.m., the East Van Opry, number 11, at the Rio Theater, down near Commercial Drive. Sunday, 8 p.m., Surf Sunday with the Reverberators at the Heatley. This Friday at 7 p.m., Two Dykes and a Mike topping your best friend tour at the Biltmore Cabaret. This Saturday at 7:30 p.m., The Whistlin' Donkey, the Rickshaw Theater, October the 19th. Check the Whistlin' Donkeys out. This Saturday, 7 p.m., an early show at the number 1 Alexander Street, Anna Bon Bon. This Sunday at 6 p.m. at 300 Water Street, Jazzling, live at the second floor in Gastown. This Friday, 7:30 p.m., Root Dwellers presents Elijah Blonde, Cody Lawless, Haley Ahon at the Anza Club in Vancouver. Well, that looks Facebook events listings. You can check them out as well. I'm going to move on to the Roxy at the Fabulous Roxy Cabaret, Friday, October the 18th. She Rocks concert series with Danny Black. Doors at 7 p.m. $10 in advance, $16 at the door. Supported by Creative BC and the Province of British Columbia. Saturday, October the 19th, Gift Shop, the Tragically Hip Tribute. Doors at 7 p.m., $12 in advance, $16 at the door. Sunday, October the 20th, Horse Opera with Derby Town. Doors at 8 p.m., $10 in advance, $15 at the door. And then again, that's at the Roxy at 932 Gravel Street. Wednesday, October the 23rd, next week, the Best in Vancouver series continues, put on by Live Events. Playing at the Roxy, the Incident Canyon Riders, Kayaks. Doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Next Thursday, October the 24th, Harry Lass plus Afterbirth Cartoon. Doors at 8 p.m., $10 in advance, and $15 at the door. Next Friday, October the 25th, at the Fabulous Roxy, She Rocks concert series with Felicia and the Jazz Rejects with Maya Lau. Doors at 7 p.m., $10 in advance, $16 at the door. Supported by Creative DC and the Province of British Columbia. In the background today is a band from Winnipeg called Votov and Immortal Possession. Google those two names. They're one of the same. The players play in both the band. Well, enjoy my weekly song called From the Saints of Death. They have a show at the Wise Hall on November 8th, so check them out and enjoy the song Call to the Kings and Ascend to the Throne. Enjoy! Thank you.
Yeah, that was Zenith with Unconstrained from their album Destiny and Dynamite. They were last week's guest, and next week we're going to have Saints of Death, and we played their song Ascend to the Throne. Looking forward to that one, because John in the House, he's got a few people lined up next week, right? So it's not just Saints of Death. We're going to have other guests as well. So yeah, stay tuned for that show. I might even paint my face. We'll see. Okay, next up, I want to feature some ladies who are in metal. And the first one I'm going to play here is the Metal Queen. We are talking about Lee Erin. I saw her last year at the F Cancer concert in Vancouver. So, yeah, let's play that. And then we'll play some other female rockers right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Good. No one should talk, the word is understood. Rise.
Yo, yo, yo. Oh, okay. So Lee Aaron, I'm just watching the music video here, and I'm just telling you, she still looks that good when I saw her perform last year. It was amazing. Okay, so let's play some more. Let's see, females that are in metal. And this next band, they're from BC. I think they're from Victoria, actually. This one's called Spirit Box, and their song's called Circle With Me, right here on CJSF.
Nothing. song is leaving.
Beautiful. That was Celestial Ruin, Heart-Shaped Ashes. John in the House wants to dedicate that to Clyde Hill. All right. We also played Arch Enemy, Liars and Thieves, and The Agonist with Thank You Pain. And for those two bands, they're the same singer, Alyssa White Glues, and she is born in Montreal. What do you know? Okay. We are going to end the show with Death Angel, their song called Lost. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about them just before we end here because, yeah, like I said, next week we're going to have Saints of Death. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in, of course. John in the House, yes, amazing. And then for those of you who don't like to listen to metal or you know, that kind of something heavy, it doesn't always have to be heavy, you know. So October 19th, Mike Henry's R&B show is happening at the Admiral. So if you like reggae, you know, that's happening. $10 cover, 8 p.m. Like I said, if you know the band Mostly Marley, he sings in that. So lots of groovy tunes in that. But yes, if you do like metal and Halloween and death and all that stuff, Death Angel, they are playing at the Rickshaw October 30th. This song's from the album The Evil Divide. Okay, we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Bye.
Please for what I've done. The only truth is death.